You're listening to the Grow Great Daily Brief, number 216, for Wednesday, May the 29th, 2019. I had to stop and think of what day of the week this was. We continue our series on freedom. Today, we're going to talk about freedom to understand. My name is Randy Cantrell. I'm your host here. The website is growgreat.com. And let me thank you for listening. And thanks even more if you are a subscriber. You hear me talk about LUG, L-U-G, learning, understanding, and growth, or growing. Yesterday, we talked about freedom to learn. Today, it's understanding. We want to think about appreciating and taking advantage of our freedom to understand. Life is about leadership, if only in the sense that every one of us is responsible for leading our own lives. As business owners, executives, and entrepreneurs, we're also responsible for leading our organizations. The spectacular thing about the freedom to understand is that too frequently we're just not interested in taking advantage of it. It's like so many other freedoms that we have. I mean, look around at the cultural debates. Pick the topic. It doesn't matter what it is. Any topic. Politics, morality, anything, everything. Disagreement abounds. And it's not that disagreement is a bad thing. It's the reason for the disagreement. Joe thinks real estate investments are going to be safe for the next decade. Betsy, she thinks real estate market is due a correction or worse within the next 3 years. And she thinks Joe's out of his mind. Joe thinks Betsy's nuts. Forget why they believe what they do. They just do. And both of them are dug into their position. It's what closed minds do. Dig in and shut off any outside influences, any information, any understanding. Neither is interested in understanding the viewpoint of the other. And as a result, both lose. They lose the freedom to understand, even though it's readily available. They confuse understanding with agreement. I don't know, maybe they're fearful of being converted to a different position, a different opinion. Not likely. Mostly, they're just too lazy to put in the effort required to understand. But let's think. Let's think for a minute about what each one of them loses. There are benefits and values in having our ideas challenged. Never mind that we're not required to give up our ideas, our beliefs, our viewpoints. But if we're so scared that our ideas, our beliefs, our viewpoints, our opinions, that they won't hold up, well, then it makes sense to avoid having them challenged, I guess, even if it's done respectfully. I mean, what kind of value do they have if they won't withstand the slightest challenge? There's value in defending them, even in trying to defend them. It forces us to verbalize what we think, what we feel. That helps us. That helps those who may be seeking to better understand us. Challenges sharpen us. They sharpen our thinking. Yes, they can sharpen our ability to even communicate what we're thinking. Some years ago, I began to need reading glasses. Now, at first, the slippage in my eyesight was ever so subtle. I couldn't hardly notice it. And I'm sure there were, I don't know how many weeks, perhaps months went by that I probably didn't notice it. But over time, I kept finding it more difficult to read the watch on my wrist. That's how long ago it was. And I still wear a wristwatch. I knew I was not seeing clearly, but I didn't know how unclear my vision was until I decided to try on some reading glasses one day. So I'm in the store and I slip on a pair of, 1 point, whatever they were. Bam! I mean, crystal clear instantly. Yeah, I hated having to wear them, but man, it was better than not being able to see. And I realized reading, which I also love to do, was so much easier with these reading glasses. The problem with blind spots and our failure to understand is not nearly as clear as this eyesight thing. If you know what good vision looks like, it's easier to realize this ain't it. I mean, when you're looking at your watch and you can't make out the numerals, it's okay. I know I'm supposed to be able to see those more clearly, and I can't. When you hold a viewpoint that is the only viewpoint you've ever held, it's super hard to realize, there might be a different viewpoint. Doesn't mean you got to change yours, but it can certainly help you to understand the other one. Valid reasons behind these viewpoints, at least valid to the person who holds them, okay, well, maybe not, doesn't mean they're right. Doesn't mean that they're more right than you. It doesn't mean they're wrong. Why not take advantage of understanding them? At worst, it'll expand your thinking. At best, may provide you with ample evidence to realize you may not have it quite so right. Presto, now you can be right. Well, now maybe you can be more right. And where's the loss in that? I know people who can speak, write, and understand multiple languages. I envy these people. I envy their ability. Their ability provides them with a level of understanding beyond what I am capable of because I only speak, write, and understand English. And some would argue you don't do that so well. And so it goes with our dedication to understanding other people. And you know what? It also helps us better understand ourselves. It rounds us out. It helps us relate better to others. And who among us does not need to improve that? Freedom to understand, it reminds me of that parable of the elephants. As a man was passing the elephants, he suddenly stopped, confused by the fact that these huge creatures were being held by only a small rope tied to their front leg. No chains, no cages. It was obvious that the elephants could, at any time, break away from their bonds, but for some reason, they didn't. He saw a trainer nearby, and he asked why these animals just stood there and made no attempt to get away. Well, the trainer said, when they were very young and much smaller, we use the same size ropes to tie them, and at that age, it's enough to hold them. And as they grow up, they're conditioned to believe they can't get away. They believe the rope can still hold them, and so they never do try to break free. The man was amazed. These animals could at any minute break free of their bonds, but because they believed they couldn't, they were stuck right where they were. We can understand, but too often we choose not to. Maybe we think it's impossible. Maybe we enjoy filling the gaps of our understanding with predetermined notions. Who knows why or cares? Mostly, I want us to realize that we are paying an enormous price by not putting in the work to exercise this freedom. Clarity trumps fuzziness. In eyesight and in understanding, the dialogue, even the potential debate required to gain greater understanding, is helpful for everybody concerned. The other day, I was engaged in a lively conversation about leadership authors. Now, I'm a big fan of Jim Kouzes and Warren Bennis. May he rest in peace. He, on the other hand, he was a big fan of John Maxwell. Now, it's like me being a fan of apples and he's a fan of oranges. During the discussion, he admitted that he really hadn't been exposed and he hadn't really read any of Jim Kouzes' work or Mr. Bennis. He had discovered Maxwell, though, when he was much younger, and it just stuck with him. It resonated with him. Well, I didn't disparage Maxwell, but I did explain why I found greater value in some other leadership experts. I understand why he's fond of Maxwell. He understands why I more prefer others. It wasn't about converting one another. It was about better understanding each other, and along the way, we both gained some insights into how we viewed leadership. I rather enjoyed defending my view, quite frankly, and I'm rather certain that he did too. We were both pretty enthusiastic about it. It wasn't an issue of, you're right, I'm wrong. We each had our preferences, but we ended the conversation better understanding what was behind those preferences, and I think we both won something valuable in that. Let me end with giving you a couple of words to consider. Words. Think of them in terms of the value they can provide. The words are friction and resistance. Without them, there is no innovation. Without them, there is no improved understanding. Without them, there is no traction. Without them, there's no curiosity. Because questions can create friction and resistance. Ideas get proven. Financials endure due diligence. Business decisions of all sorts endure scrutiny for good reason. We want to prove things. We want to get it more right than not. There is no way to do that without exercising the freedom to understand. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Let's do this tomorrow, and the Lord willing, we'll discuss freedom to grow.